our school John Moffitt. And every day we're proud to say the name of our school John Moffitt.
Hello and welcome to
The Moffitt Tinker Tales, Season 4, Episode 4.
I am Jalen.
And I am Amir.
Today we have a special guest.
Welcome, Miss
Catherine.
Catherine, and thank you for being a part of the Moffitt Tattletale.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
What attracted you to the field of nature science and STEM?
So now I work at Stroud Water Research Center, and I actually got to come here as a middle schooler. I came here when I was little, and I think just when I was younger, I really loved being outdoors. I loved nature, and I saw problems like littering, people cutting down trees, and I wanted to make a difference. I wanted to do something to improve our world.
Did you have to study anything specific in college or university for your care?
Yes, I did. I studied environmental science in college at the University of Miami down in Florida, and I did a master's degree in geography at the University of Hawaii.
What did you major in, and do you have multiple degrees?
Yeah, so my major, what I studied in college was environmental science. And so I studied ecosystems and some policy. So how we deal with nature and how we regulate things like parks and governmental regulations. So my multiple degrees. So my first degree is a bachelor's degree in environmental science. And my master's degree, which is the next level, is in geography.
What advice would you give anyone who is going to your field?
So recommendations I would give to people who are coming into my field would be to diversify your skills. So learn how to do a lot of different things. Environmental science has everything from physical science like chemistry and geology and biology. But there's also a lot of communications, marketing. How do we talk to people about the environment to make change? I am also a teacher here. So the more different things that you can do, the more helpful you can be to changing the environment and to improving our world.
Tell us about Stroud. What is its mission?
Awesome. So Stroud Water Research Center is a research center out in Avondale, Pennsylvania. We do research and restoration and education all about freshwater. So our mission is to advance knowledge and stewardship of freshwater systems through global research, education, and watershed restoration. So we learn about the environment, we make changes to make it better, and then we teach people about it so they can also learn how to love the outdoors and make it better.
Stroud has been to Moffitt a few times for our Nature STEM Club. How did you plan the lesson for students? Do you have a favorite lesson to teach?
So we try to pick lessons that are going to be fun and interactive for our students. And after meeting the group, because we got to come a couple of times to Moffitt, we adjust our lessons to what's going to be most interesting to students, and we'll challenge them specifically. So I don't know if any of you were there for the water cycle lesson. That's one of my favorites. So we start with an earth ball. So it's like a beach ball, but it's got the earth on it. And we talk about how much of the world is made up of water, how much of that is fresh water. And then we do a little bit of a game where you end up making a bracelet, but you follow a water drop through the water cycle. And so you go to the different stations where the water might be in a plant, or the water might be in the ocean, or the water might be in a cloud, to learn about how water cycles through our world. So that's one of my favorites.
What kind of wild life do you see at SHOUT? What are some of your favorite wildlife to observe?
Well, this might be a good moment to show you guys Stroud briefly. Let me see if I can turn my camera around here. So I am outside of our education part of our building. It's a very pretty building. You see we've got solar panels up there. We also see we've got some kind of wetland plants in here. Lots of pretty trees. You might be able to hear the birds. So at Stroud, we have a lot of birds. We have this kind of woodsy area, so we get a lot of foxes and rabbits and groundhogs, snakes. And then we also have our stream, which is down into those woods. And so we have lots of fish and, you know, water creatures as well down here.
What is the rest animals that can be found at Stroud?
So the most rare animal that I've ever seen, the most uncommon animal, last week I got to see two bald eagles flying over. One was a juvenile, so a young one, and then one was an adult. So that's probably the coolest animal I've seen around here.
We hear you have an interesting bathroom at Trout. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, sure. So we have composting toilets at Stroud. So if anyone has ever used a porta potty or a latrine, it's kind of like that. It's just a hole, but it looks like a regular toilet. It's got a toilet seat. But once all of the waste, so you go to the bathroom, all the waste is processed by worms. It's collected in a dark space. So it's composted. So it breaks down with the help of different like worms and other critters. And then it's put outside and it eventually breaks down until it's just dirt. So it's much better for the environment than using a wastewater system like a regular toilets.
Where can our audience go to see your work with Stroud or follow you on social media?
So you're always welcome to come out to the Stroud Center. We're in Avondale, Pennsylvania, on the east branch of the White Clay Creek. That's our creek that runs through. And to find out more about us online, you can go to stroudcenter.org, which is our website and has all kinds of information like about our projects and also upcoming events. If there's any time that you guys wanted to take part in something, we do tree plantings, lots of different types of activities. So that's where you can find us, as well as at the name Stroud Center on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Thank you, Miss Catherine, for being with us. We appreciate it. Come back anytime.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to see the Nature STEM Club one more time this year. And thank you for having me on your podcast.
This concludes this episode of Moffitt Tattletale. Be sure to subscribe to us on Spotify and our YouTube channel.
We always try.